Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Erdogan's AK party has suffered its biggest ever defeat in municipal elections in Turkey. With nearly all the votes counted, the main opposition, CHP, has achieved its largest victory in almost half a century. It's won in all five of the largest urban centres, including Turkey's biggest city, Istanbul. The current mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu, finished more than 10 percentage points ahead of his rival from the governing party. Mr. Erdogan reacted to the results in a speech to his supporters in Ankara.
14-28 Mayıs seçimlerindeki zaferimizden.
We'll open-heartedly analyse the results of the elections within our party. The election results show us that we're experiencing a loss of ground in local administrations across the country. Of course, we'll discuss the reasons for this decline. However, we'll not disrespect our nation's decision in any way. We'll avoid being stubborn, acting against the national will, and questioning the judgment of our nation.
Tens of thousands of Israelis in Jerusalem are taking part in what they say is the biggest anti-government protest since the war in the Gaza Strip began nearly 6 months ago. They plan to set up a camp outside Parliament to demand that the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu step down and hold new elections. Families of the hostages held in the territory are demanding that more be done to secure their release. Nurit Robinson joined the protests.
What I'm doing here is trying to change the government, because this government is a complete and utter failure, and the only way they will lead us into the abyss that we will never come out of.
Mr. Netanyahu said that calling elections now would be a gift to Hamas. He said he was doing everything possible to bring the hostages home. Mr. Netanyahu's office says he's successfully undergone surgery for a hernia. Doctors said he'd spoken to his family after the operation. Earlier, the Israeli leader said he would return to work very quickly. Mr. Netanyahu, who is 74, was fitted with a pacemaker last year. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has sworn in a new government of technocrats, headed by his long-term economic adviser, who will also serve as foreign minister. Yusuf Taha reports.
Mohammed Mustafa has the job of reforming the Palestinian Authority, which exercises limited self-rule in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. This has long been an international demand amid accusations of inefficiency and corruption. Mr. Mustafa's role is also intended to cover the mammoth task of rebuilding the devastated Gaza Strip. The cabinet has 23 ministers, all new to the administration, apart from the interior minister, Ziad Habberia. The United States welcomed the lineup, saying a revitalized Palestinian Authority is essential to serving the people both in the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip.
World News from the BBC. Reports from Libya say the residence of the internationally recognised Prime Minister Abdelhamid Adebeba in the capital Tripoli has been targeted by rocket-propelled grenades. It's not clear who was responsible and there are no reports of anyone being hurt. Mr. Adebeba is refusing to cede power until much-delayed elections are held. Salvage crews at the US port of Baltimore have removed the first section of the bridge that was brought down on Tuesday when it was hit by a cargo ship. The accident has blocked a major waterway, halting maritime traffic on a major trading route. Grant Ferret now reports.
Baltimore is one of the United States' busiest ports, and the authorities are keen to reopen it as soon as possible. A statement from the Coast Guard said a first section of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, weighing 200 tons, had been cut free. It's being transferred to a barge, which will later take it ashore. But officials have warned that the operation to clear thousands of tons of wreckage, some of which is tangled around the stricken cargo ship, is highly complex. They've refused to give a clear indication of when they expect to complete it.
Japanese officials have searched a second factory as part of an expanding investigation into a defective health supplement linked to at least five deaths and more than 100 hospital admissions. The search at the site in Wakayama Prefecture followed one in Osaka the day before. Supplements maker Kobayashi Pharmaceuticals has admitted to finding a potentially toxic substance in mould from a type of yeast. A tech investor has bought a burial crypt close to where the film star Marilyn Monroe was laid to rest at an auction in the United States. The One Space Mausoleum in Los Angeles cost nearly $200,000. The buyer said he'd always dreamt of being next to Marilyn Monroe. That's the latest from BBC News.